A few more motor details about this one. I know we went over the truck. I'm going to go over the motor. This is a 88 7.3. Had 110,000 miles on it. It's bored 20,000ths over. We had to put one sleeve in it. It's got some Molly pistons. Cut down 20,000ths. And they was already 20,000ths shorter. So they're 40,000ths shorter. It's got the 19.5:1 compression versus 21.5:1. It's got a camshaft and Delta cams in it. It's got Comp 910 valve springs. Pretty good port job on the heads. I done the port work. Spent about a week on each head of the evenings. Stainless steel valves, 3-angle valve job. Balanced bottom end. It's got a HE351 base 6267 turbo 9-blade. That won't bolt just straight on. You have to have a little adapter plate. They're both T3, but they're a little bit different. All custom intercooler piping. 7.3 intercooler from a 99 model. Here you can see the adapter plate. Move the turbo just a little bit. Got a power stroke down pipe modified with a Dodge flange on it. Turn it the opposite way to make it work. A little bit of clearance on the firewall. We use the stock crossover pipe, modified it with a couple mandrel bends. This is some 4-inch 45 exhaust pipes. Got the Banks air filter on it. Got the 3G alternator. And got head studs, ARP head studs. Seems to take 19 pounds of boost really well. There's the EGTs seems to be under control. Now we're measuring EGTs up here. I've seen them up to about 1100 with the stock HE351. With this new turbo, we've not really loaded it, but I've not seen them go past 900 so far. Smoke clears up pretty good. Might could use an aeronoid just to make it a little bit more drivable without smoking. I don't like smoke. But it's a pretty efficient setup. It's not just covering the road with smoke. I mean, there's a haze when it's full throttle under full load, but overall it seems to be really efficient.